Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Aren't you glad for that? He's alive, He's well, and He hasn't changed. He is not a God of whimsy, of fancy. He is a solid rock that we can stand upon. When the storms of life come, our house, if it's built on that solid rock, the house will not collapse. Though the winds may roar, though the storm may come, we can stand unmovable. As David said, I've set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Praise God. Well, yesterday we began teachings, if you will, on an important subject in the Word of God, a spiritual concept, and that is the subject of keys. And we found that it was a symbol of power and authority. I did share that important passage in Revelation 3:7, where Jesus is addressing the church at Philadelphia, and He said, He has the key of David. These things saith He that is holy, He that is true, He that hath the key of David, He that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth. Praise God. So this, we want to learn about keys, what the scriptures have to say, and not just from the point of view of acquiring knowledge or understanding, but applying it to our lives. So we're going to be talking about keys, a little bit about the key of David, and also the keys of the kingdom that Jesus gave to His disciples. And not only those who were present and worked with Him for those 3 years, but down through the ages, we have been given power and authority represented by keys. So we're going to do a little teaching this week. But now I'd like to go back to a passage we were looking at as we came to the conclusion of yesterday's broadcast, and that was in Isaiah, the 22nd chapter. And there was a rebuke and judgment prescribed upon the treasurer, whose name was Shebna, and he said in verse 10, "And I will drive thee from thy station, and from thy state shall he pull thee down." And verse 20, this is what we want to hear. "And it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with thy robe and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government into his hand." He's speaking to Shebna. This is what's going to happen. "And he," unlike what Shebna was, "shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. So he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open him. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. And they shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, all vessels of small quantity, from the vessels of cups, even to all the vessels of flagons. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall the nail that is fastened in the sure place be removed and cut down and fall, and the burden that was upon it shall be cut off, for the Lord has spoken it." And then it goes on to the 23rd chapter. So we're going to try to understand what is being said here. In this verse, his name, Eliakim, means God is setting up. And this man was being invested with the power of a controller, if you will, of David's household. What is a controller? It's a high executive office, someone, a vizier, a trusted steward who kept the keys of his master's possession and dispensed them accordingly. So obviously, this was an extremely important position. Also known as a Lord Chamberlain, a Prime Minister of State, a Lord Treasurer. And so this is an extremely important office because basically the material possessions of a king and kingdom were under his control and authority. And one Bible commentary says the key carried slung from the shoulder was the symbol, if you will, an external example of the major domus, the authority to admit or to deny access to the king. Now, Eliakim was the most influential advisor of the king. The power of the keys consisted not only in the supervision of the royal chambers, but also deciding who was and who was not to be received into the king's service. Think about this. He had access to the storehouses, the silver, the gold, the spices, the entire armory, and everything found among the treasures, and used the stores as he thought fit for public service. And as I shared, verse 23, that nail in a sure place, in other words, he had this office for life. He was not to be removed or cut down. All his family are said to have dependence on him, as in a house, the vessels that have handles are hung on nails or pegs. This scripture that we're looking at intimates that he shall generously and righteously take care of them all and bear the weight of that care. All the lesser vessels, not only the bowls, but the jars, the vessels of small quantity, the humblest that belong to his family, shall be provided for by him. And of course, if you're thinking of that passage in Revelation, the third chapter about Jesus, when he speaks to the church at Philadelphia, you can see how Jesus has the key of David, and he has the keys to all of the storehouses of his father. This is how exciting is this, that Jesus holds the key. He has that kind of authority, heavenly authority given to him by the Father, just as Eliakim had in the natural the key of David. Those kings who were sitting on the throne of David, he was responsible to discharge faithfully the responsibilities which had been entrusted to him. How wonderful is this when we relate this to the heavenly major domus, if you will, of the kingdom of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. This in Revelation 3:7, we see the investiture of Eliakim is couched in terms that are evidently messianic. They are referencing the only true heir of David, who has that kind of authority. And that metaphor is being that of right entrance into administrative authority. And the mention of David symbolizes the complete sovereignty, which we know as Christians belongs only to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus receives and excludes those whom he pleases. His possession of the key of David signifies his unlimited power in his household, the church. He is the peg in a firm place. All the honor of his father's house hangs on him. Praise God. It says in Revelation 3:7 that he who is holy, he who is faithful and true. Does it not say that? He that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth. He speaks to the Philadelphian church, I know thy works. Behold, I have set thee before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Praise God. Beloved, he is doing that in the Spirit today for his church. That's why I feel led to share this. The holiness of Christ is a frequent truth in Scripture, and how many times faithful ministers of the gospel bring that truth out. 1 Peter 1:15 says, but as he which is holy But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And of course, that refers to, in that scriptural, that term, that King James term, refers not just to speech, but in all manner of our lives, in our attitudes, in our actions. And being holy, of course, Jesus is able to judge the spiritual life of the Philadelphia church. Not only that, of all churches, of every individual, he set before this door, which received no rebuke, an open door, access to David's city, if you will, the New Jerusalem in the last age. And so, beloved, the thing that is so exciting is the key of David is the access to God and spiritual treasures. Remember in Amos 3 and 9, I won't take the time to turn and read it, but he said he would establish the tabernacle of David in the latter times so that the Gentiles would seek after his name. Praise God. Well, I've shared a little bit about the key of David, and now we're going to move on to the New Testament, if you will, and look at the keys that have been assigned to us, the keys of the kingdom. Praise God. But I'm going to share a testimony or two from letters that have come in. A brother writing from Albuquerque, New Mexico, he says, I love you, Sister Judith, and Unveil Christ Ministries. Your letters lift me up and inspire me to be willing and obedient to the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Another email from a sister who writes from Orinda, you are truly such a dear and lovely lady, Sister Judith, and I am so blessed by your beautiful friendship. Thank you again for the awesome ministry that is the UCM broadcast and your dedicated personal correspondence. Praise God. And so as I bring this broadcast to a close, I invite you, you may have been listening for a while, and if you feel the tugging of the Holy Spirit, whether or not you have prayer needs, if he's moving on you to write, just say you're being blessed by the broadcast, or if you do have needs, know that I will be faithful to pray for you personally and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to you. This ministry of correspondence is designed to bless. It's not an appeal for financial help. Long ago, I committed that to the Lord, and he's been faithful to meet our needs. And if he's, of course, moving on you, then you need to be obedient. I love you. Thank God for you. Pray for you every day and until tomorrow. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.